And a good Saturday afternoon to you. We are here at West Plains High School as the Scissors are going to be taking on the Forsyth Panthers. Now, this game was originally supposed to take place on January 12th, but due to weather, it was rescheduled, and so it is being played today. We're about 10 minutes away from tip-off. West Plains coming off of a 71-41 loss at Kickapoo last night. Now, Kickapoo Class 6, last I looked, ranked number 3 in Class 6 in the state of Missouri. But West Plains comes into the game with a 6-13 record. Forsyth, they come in 14-6. Now, West Plains has a size advantage when it comes to the starting lineups today. They really need to take advantage of the size. With Forsyth, their starting lineup is 5'8", 5'10", 5'10", and they have a 6'1", and a 6'4", where West Plains has 4 over 6'2", in the starting lineup, typically. So it's going to be a good one here, be a good test for West Plains. They need to take advantage of the size and try to get in the win column. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back with more Scissor basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And welcome back, West Plains High School Gym. I'm James Hurd in for Harlan Hutchinson today. He is on assignment with the Grizzlies. We've got a doubleheader of basketball action for you today on KDY. We have this game coming up, West Plains versus Forsyth. After this game, Harlan will have the call of the Grizzlies versus Jefferson College. Now, the regular season is starting to wind down. It is 6 games, including today, for the West Plains Scissors before they go into district action. They've got the game today with Forsyth. We'll be back here at the West Plains Gym Tuesday night as they take on Waynesville. Then they'll travel to Parkview on the 9th, next Friday. Then they have a home game with Rolla on Tuesday, the 13th. Valentine's Day, they're at Springfield Central, which that's another Class 6 powerhouse Central. They actually beat Kickapoo, I believe, last week or earlier this week, so they're a very tough opponent. And then they'll finish up the regular season at Bolivar on February 20th. The Scissors come into this game averaging 54.5 points per game. Forsyth averaging 67.5 points per game. It ought to be a good one. We'll take a 3-minute break and we'll come back with starting lineup. You're listening to West Plains Scissors Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country, KDY.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. We got about a minute and 20 seconds until tip-off. We'll get to your starting lineups here in just a moment. And I believe they are going to be doing the national anthem here shortly. So we're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with the starting lineups on Hot Country, KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Once again, I'm James Hurd in for Harlan Hutchinson. He is on assignment with the Grizzlies as they will be taking on Jefferson College later this afternoon. Got a doubleheader of basketball here for you on Hot Country KDY today. So the West Plains Scissors will be taking on the Forsyth Panthers, and the Grizzlies will be taking on Jefferson College. Look at the starting lineups here. First off, for Forsyth, Marcus Holmes, number 1, sophomore. Drew Cohen, number 14. Number 20, Tyler Strahan. Number 33, Chris Halbrook. And number 52, Jarrett Walls. For West Plains, they're going to start Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Grant Mayhem, Josiah Long, and Briggs Houston. We're about ready to tip it off here. Saturday afternoon basketball on Hot Country KDY. The Scissors control the tip. Tuma brings it across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Gets it over on the wing to Houston. Houston. Kraft over to Kraft. Kraft over to Tuma. Here's the alley-oop. Oh, missed it. Tried to go start the game with a bang, but it was a miss. There's number 20, Tyler Strahan, all the way down the lane, 4-2. 2-0 here early on. West Plains with the ball. Dumas from the corner for three. No good. Rebound, Houston. He saves it in, but saves it to DeMarcus Holmes. And there's going to be a foul on the play. Going to call that on Ethan Tuma. That is his first. That is the team's first. 7 minutes, 18 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 2-0 Panthers early on. Holmes with the ball. He gets it to Cohen. Back up to Holmes at the top. Weave out top. Cohen with the ball. Free throw line extended. He gets it over to Halbrook. Halbrook down the right hand. Keith. Back to Cohen. Cohen with a charge. Nice job taking that charge. And that would be Grant Mahan. Held his ground there. So that's going to be first foul on Drew Cohen and the first team foul. 2-0 Panthers. Tuma brings it across. Gets it to Kraft. Back over to Tuma. Tuma down to Mahan. Mahan gets his pass deflected. Turnover. West Plains. Comes all the way down and out of bounds, and officials are looking at each other, determining which way it's going to go. It's going to stay with Forsyth here. 2-0, 6 minutes, 39 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Forsyth, inbound the ball. Gets it to Halbrook. Halbrook gets it over to Strahan. Strahan, free throw line. Holmes. Holmes drives down the lane. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound, walls up. And in. Good strong rebound there by Walls, and he was able to power it up. 4-0 Panthers. West Plains with the ball. Kraft for three. No good. He gets his own rebound, though. Drives all the way down and scores. Nice job there. Jared Kraft with the first two for West Plains. 4-2, Panthers lead. Gets the ball to Strahan over to Holmes. Down to Halbrook. Halbrook gets it down inside and shot blocked, but they're going to say he got his arm. That'll be a foul on Josiah Long. And it's going to send Forsyth to the line. That's Josiah's first foul, the team's second. Tyler Strahan goes to the line. First one off the back of the iron, no good. 4-2 here early on, 5 minutes 47 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Strahan for his second shot. It's up and off the front of the iron, no good, but offensive rebound down to Forsyth. Holmes got the ball. He gets it out to Halbrook. Halbrook walks. It's a turnover on Forsyth. 4-2. Panthers with the lead. West Plains to take the ball out. Kraft triggered into Tuma. He brings it across the timeline. Over to Long. Long gets it down to Mahan for two. No good. Here comes Forsyth. Holmes all the way to the basket, up and in. That makes it 6-2 here early on. West Plains works it down, gets it into Briggs Houston. He powers it up for two. 6-4. And Holmes travels with the ball. Goes back to West Plains. Tuma across the timeline over to Long. Long gets it down to Bruce Houston. Back out to Kraft. Kraft. The Mahan spins around Houston for three. Fakes it. Josiah for three. Oh, rims out. Rebound. Comes down to Josiah Long. He goes up strong and gets 2 points. We're tied at 6. 4 minutes, 37 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Forsyth on offense, looking for somewhere to go with it. DeMarcus Holmes, another scoop shot, no good. Rebound, Josiah Long gets it to Tuma. They're going to press settings a little bit. He gets the ball over to Mahan for the shot, and it rims in. Garrett Mahan with his first two. West Plains takes their first lead of the day, 8-6, 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Cohen looking somewhere to go with the ball. He gets it down. Oh, 33, Halbrook tried to make a pass, but he hit it off of the underside of the backboard. And so it goes back to West Plains. His third turnover on Forsyth. Number 24, Cooper Jenkins, has checked into the game for Forsyth. And number 11, Phoenix Maloney. West Plains with the ball on the offense. They get it. Kraft, he drives all the way down, and it's good. So Kraft's got four now, I believe. Yes. 10-6, West Plains with the lead. Jenkins with the ball. He gets it over to Strahan. Strahan being guarded by Long. Looking somewhere to go with the ball. And, oh, almost throws it away, but good job by Phoenix Maloney to save that from going out of bounds. Forsyth's going to reset. Oh, and there's another turnover. Bad pass. Jared Kraft comes down with the steal. That's four turnovers early here. Kraft is for three, but no good. Josiah Long with another rebound. He puts it up, and boom, it's good. Josiah Long with four now. West Plains 12-6. They're on a 10-0 run here. 2 minutes, 49 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. West Plains 12-6. They get the lead over Forsyth. Got a couple of visitors checking into the game. Luke Von Ammann is going to check in, as well as Clayton Robbins. Be his first action of the day. Forsyth with the ball. Oh, nice pass down low. They get it to Phoenix Maloney for the two. 12-8 West Plains now. Kraft with the ball. Down in the corner to Tuma for three. Boom. Oh, yeah, nothing but net. Beautiful shot from the corner. Ethan Tuma. 15-8 Scissors. Forsyth comes back on the other end. Follow-away jumper, no good. Rebound. Kicked around, and it looks like he's going to have a jump ball. And so it's going to stay with Forsyth on alternating possessions. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left to go in the first quarter, 15-8 West Plains. They get the ball in to Walls. Walls up to Maloney. Maloney back to Halls. Drives down once again. And there's the sophomore with another basket. He's got four here in the first quarter. West Plains gets the ball down into the corner. Pass deflected. Turnover on West Plains. Goes back to Forsyth. They get the ball down in the corner. Working around the perimeter. Maloney looking somewhere to go with it. Gets it to Cohen. Cohen gets the ball to Strahan. They're going to back things out and reset. 15-10 West Plains with the early first quarter lead. Oh, nice steal by Houston. Look out. Thunder. Oh, yeah. Big time dunk. Bruce Houston with the tomahawk. 17-10 West Plains. Here's Forsyth with a three. It's good. Nice shot. Tyler Strahan. That's five on the game for him. Kraft with the ball. He gets it. Robbins. Robbins at the corner for three. That's Luke Von Ammann with the three and the miss. Here comes Forsyth once again. Driving in. Gets it to Holmes. Holmes puts up the three. Off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound. Comes down to Forsyth. Goes up strong, and it's good. Drew Cohen gets on the board. 17-15, two-point game. We're 40 seconds left to go. Robbins with the three. No good. Rebound, Holmes. Forsyth looking to tie or take the lead with the three. And Holmes drives all the way down. Can't get it to go. Here comes West Plains. Oh, off the rebound, all the way in. And Von Ammann puts it up for two. 19-15, inside of 18 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. This has been a good one. Back and forth, 19-15. Both teams, a lot of action going on. It looks like Forsyth's going to hold it for the last shot. We're down to 5 seconds. Well, here's the shot from three. No good by Phoenix Maloney. And they get a last-ditch effort by Drew Cohen for a buzzer beater, but it does not go. So at the end of one, 19-15, Zizzers with the lead. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back with more Zizzer basketball on High Country KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on High Country KDY.
Welcome back, West Plains High School Gym. James Hurd in for Harlan Hutchinson. He'll have Grizzly game for you after this. Starting the second quarter, 19-15, the Zizzers with the lead. Tuma across the timeline, moves it over to Robbins. Robbins back to Tuma at the top of the key, over to Kraft. Kraft looking down low, but he gets it to Tuma. Thinks about the three, gets it down to Robbins, cross court to Kraft, top of the key. Bricks Houston. Houston drops it off to Kraft. Back to Tuma. They're working their own ball around the perimeter. On the zone, Robbins gets the ball down in the corner for Tuma. Thinks about the three, but gives it up. Robbins gets it into the middle. Tuma with a shot. No good. Jacob Moore has checked in here in the second quarter. Forsyth back on the offensive side. Just about throws it away. Strahan was able to go up high and get it. Here's Holmes down the middle. He walked, and, yeah, they called it. Didn't think they were going to there at first. It's a fifth turnover for Forsyth so far here early going. West Plains has got three turnovers of their own. They hold on to a 19-15 lead with 7 minutes left to go here in the first half. Tuma gets the ball down low. They work it over to Robbins in the corner. Here's Tuma for three. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom. That gives him 6 on the game. 2 3-pointers here. 22-15, West Plains with the lead. Could have been another walk here, but they did not call it. Forsyth working long. Ball outside the perimeter. Jenkins gets it over to Holbrook. Holbrook to Cohen. Looking for somewhere to go to. Cooper Jenkins gets it. And they're all the way back out to the timeline. Strahan. Here's a 3-pointer by Holmes, and it is good. The sophomore's got 7 now from Marcus Holmes. Forsyth going with some full court pressure. And there is a turnover. Steal by Holmes. They get it to him in the corner. Thought about the three once again, but he's going to bring it out. Here's a three. It's no good off the back of the iron. Going to push inside on Houston, but no call. Number 20 with the 3-pointer. No good. Rebound to Tuma. And they're going to call a foul on Forsyth. See who they get this one called on. It's going to be number 24, Cooper Jenkins. That'll be his first foul. And the first team foul of the corner. Forsyth coming down with full court pressure once again. Tuma gets it over to Robbins. Back to Tuma. Looking to break the spread. Get this. Okay, they got it across. Oh, as Houston opened under the rim, but wasn't able to get it to him. Tuma works it around the corner to Houston. Back out to Tuma. Free throw line. They get it in. Pitch down to Houston. Back out to Tuma. Here's the three. No good. Rebound. Robbins. He goes back up strong and in. Nice, strong move. Clayton Robbins, as he got the offensive board, was able to go back in. Had a little bit of contact, but no call. Now here's a three on the other end. That is Phoenix Maloney. That gives him 5 on the game. 24-21, West Plains holding on to a 3-point lead. 5 minutes, 5 seconds here to go in the first half. A whistle and a foul on Jarrett Walls. That's going to send Clayton Robbins to the line. Walls' first foul. First one is up and good. Robbins got 3 points now. Well, Warren Houston drops back down into the backcourt. Here's a second free throw. Rims out. No good. And they're going to say back to Forsyth. Looks like Forsyth tried to save that ball from out of bounds and would have been the last one to touch it. Okay, the officials confirm, and they get it right. West Plains is going to keep the ball. The rebound went out. 52 Walls jumped out to try to save it, but was not successful. Here's another three for Tuma off of the rim. No good. Rebound up. Goes. Here comes Forsyth. All the way down, 33. That is Chris Albrook with the basket. West Plains works the ball down low to get it out to the top of the key to Kraft. Over to Houston for three. Oh, no good. Rebound. Comes down to Wall. Forsyth gets it across the timeline. Phoenix Maloney. Gets it over to Jenkins, back out to Maloney. Trying to work the ball down low. Albrook out to 24, and that was Jenkins. No good on the three-pointer. Rebound, Clayton Robbins. West Plains press the ball down. Jacob Moore gets it over to Robbins for three. Oh, it's good. Off the front of the rim, got the shooter's roll. He's got six now, and we've got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And welcome back to West Plains High School. 28-23, the Scissors taking on to a second quarter lead over Forsyth, 4 minutes and 2 seconds left to go here in the first half. Now, West Plains is going to put on a little bit of full court pressure themselves. Got to make Forsyth work for it. Holmes gets the ball over to Strahan. Strahan back out top to Holmes. Getting instructions from Coach Smith over there. He gets it back out to Strahan on the top. Looking down inside, nothing doing. Top of the key. Move over to the right. West Plains in the zone defense. They work the ball down to Holmes. He goes in on Houston. No good. Rebound. Comes back to West Plains. Kraft comes up with it. Gets it over to Tuma. Tuma across the timeline back to Kraft. Kraft gets it to the free throw line to Houston. Houston down in the corner back to Kraft for three. In and out. Robbins goes up high for the rebound. But he's going to be fouled on the play. Clayton Robbins with great position down low, blocking out, and got the foul call. That's going to be on number one to Marcus Holmes. That'll be his first foul. Third team foul on the Panthers. Kraft goes all the way in for two more. That gives him six on the game. Holmes being guarded by Tuma out top. He gets it down to Strahan. Strahan to Maloney. Maloney working it down, trying to get it inside. There's a steal by Robbins. West Plains all the way down. He goes up. He's fouled. Basket no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Nice job by Clayton Robbins hustling down the floor there. And West Plains got a 30-23 lead over Forsyth. Robbins going to the line to shoot two. He's one for two from the line so far today. Looking to extend it to a 9-point lead if he can make both of these. Here's the first one up, and it is nothing but net. 31-23, 2 minutes 48 seconds left to go here in the first half. Lines up for the second one. Left-hander puts it up, and it's good. Robbins having a nice game. He's got eight now, 32-23. West Plains with a 9-point lead. Gonna have a blocking foul on Robbins there. Ooh, that's gonna be his first. That'll be the team's first here in the second quarter. Josiah Long gonna check in for Clayton Robbins. Strahan to trigger the ball in. He gets it to Holmes, being guarded by Josiah Long. They work it back to Holmes. He drives in. He's going to get fouled. Going to go to the line for two. DeMarcus Holmes, good-looking player. He's just a sophomore and really quick to the basket. And he's played really well. That's going to be a foul on Houston. His first free throw is good for Holmes. Gives him an 8 on the afternoon. It's back down to an 8-point lead. Here's the second free throw. It's also good. 32-25, 2.5 minutes left to go here in the first half. West Plains leading Forsyth. Kraft gets the ball down to Long. Long back out to Kraft, over to Tuma. Tuma, nice move, dishes it out. Long back out to Kraft. Houston in the corner. He gets it over to Tuma. Nice ball movement. Long gets the ball down. Tuma, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Nice rebound. Kraft goes back up. He gets fouled. He's going to go to the line for two. West Plains doing a good job with the rebounding here. That is going to be a foul on number 20, Tyler Strahan. That's his first. That is the 15th foul. West Plains will be shooting free throws the rest of the quarter. 2 minutes, 9 seconds left. First one up by Kraft. It is good. That gives him 7. Josiah Long checks out. Luke Bonhoman back into the game. Second free throw up, and it is good. That gives Kraft 8 on the afternoon. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. 9-point West Plains Scissor lead. Here's a three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. Tuma comes down with the rebound. Work it down inside. Back out to Tuma. Outside the three-point line to Kraft. Kraft, free throw jumper. Misses everything, but it's tipped out of bounds by Forsyth. West Plains will keep the ball. Mahan has also checked into the game for West Plains. Tuma to trigger it in. Gets it out. Von Amon for 3. Oh, off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound all the way back down. Gets blocked. Gets the rebound once again. Gets it out to Kraft. Houston down into the corner. Mahan drives the baseline. He gets it out to Tuma. Over to Kraft for 3. Oh, yeah. Jared Kraft with the 3-point basket. That gives him 11. That's the first Zizzer into double figures. And it is a 12-point West Plains Zizzer lead. 1:15 left to go here in the first half. Forsyth with the ball. A nice pass down inside. Albrook with the 2. That gives him 5. West Plains with the ball down in the zone. He handled the shot, but he walks first. 5th turnover on West Plains. 7 on Forsyth so far. We're inside of a minute left to go here in the first half. Holmes with the ball. He gets it to Holbrook. Back to Holmes. Down into the corner. Back out to Holmes. Working the ball down, trying to drive in. Good defense by Von Amon. Hand off to Holbrook, and he is back with 2 more. That gives him 7 here in the quarter. 37-29, 8 points. This is the lead. West Plains looks like they're going to work for the last shot. We're down to 23 seconds. Tuma and Kraft, Holmes catch out near the three-point line, and here they go getting into their offense. Mahan gets the ball over to Tuma. Tuma swings it around to Von Amon down in the corner for Kraft for 3, and it's good. Jared Kraft with a big quarter here. Here's a shot up, no good by Forsyth, and that's going to do it for the first half. West Plains with a 40-29 lead over the Forsyth Panthers. We're going to take a 3-minute break, and we'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on High Country KDY.